We're 11 games into this championship season. In terms of you taking stock at this stage, how do you think it's shaping up? Because we've had this week two teams who are lower down in the division than you in Derby and Villa changing their managers. Is the unpredictability the only thing that's predictable?
Well, it's difficult to work out because when you probably sit back and look at it, I think we've got more points than we did at this stage last year, and people have been saying that we've had a real poor start. But it's just the nature of the division, the intensity and the focus on particular football clubs and results is there for everybody to see. And if you're not performing, then managers will change the jobs. But the scrutiny that you get is a little bit too far, I think, at times, and that hence why sort of clubs are daft at times to change managers, because the grass isn't always greener and you have to start the inevitable changing around of staff and players, etc. And it's people need time all along the lines. So when you look at the likes of Derby and Aston Villa, the two clubs that you just mentioned about changing managers, they should think that they're in a higher position than they actually are, but that's the nature of this division. It's relentless, and really that sort of problem isn't mine as such.
Well, one problem that is yours is the fixtures coming up between now and the next international break, where you'll play the current top four in the league. Now, bearing in mind how well you did against the top six sides last year, maybe that's a confidence boost for you.
Well, you've got to play them sometime. You might as well play them in October and get it all out the way. But there were teams that, when the fixtures came out in June time, that you looked at this run of games, that it was obviously Norwich, Brighton and Newcastle were certainly three of the teams you expected to be in the top six, if not higher. And Huddersfield obviously been a surprise package. But knowing how well they played last year and what they've done so far, it is no surprise as well. So, look, we'll embrace them games. We've always played well against the top teams, different types of games. We did very well, as you mentioned, against all them top teams last year. We've got to keep improving what we're doing and take the belief and the confidence that we've had in the previous few games that we've had and go and enjoy them experiences and them occasions against these big teams and big crowds, big stadiums and big atmospheres, and that's why you're in the championship. There's no easy game, whether you're playing somebody who's in the top four or somebody who's in the bottom four, because of the competitiveness of this division.
You talk about big games, big crowds and players automatically getting up for those games. Do you think that psychology does exist, that you don't have to psych the players up as much for those games?
I think it does. I think it happens in the Premier League. I think it happens right the way through football, that they're not robots players, that they have emotions, and that sometimes they might feel a little bit jaded mentally and find it hard to get up for certain games. But suddenly, when you're playing him, like with, for example, the Aston Villa game, 6,000 away fans, another 12,000 home fans, the atmosphere was electric, that the adrenaline juices are flowing straight away and it does get you through games. So I can understand it, because I've been there as a player and there's been occasions where I've felt flat and probably played flat. Managers will probably say played flat more of the times than the other way. But it's just how things are. But that's got to, sometimes when you are like that, the motivation has to come from in to motivate yourself to go out and play as if you were playing against sort of a team of stars week in and week out. So I understand it, but ultimately it's a championship and you've got to be doing what's right week in and week out.
So the last four meetings between yourself and Brighton have been goalless draws. What kind of game are you expecting on Saturday?
Well, I'll take a 0-0 now, because we're the away team. They're in the top four and then their home team. So we would take the point, but we'll go down there. They've been knocking on the door of trying to get out of this division for the last few years. Chris, fantastic bloke, fantastic manager. And we know what to expect. They've gone to another level again with the recruitment, with Glenn Murray, Oliver Norwood, who had at Huddersfield, and Sidwell on a permanent basis, Duffy from Blackburn. So they've recruited to go one step further, and we know we're in for a tough game. They're one of the best teams in the division, and we have to be on our A game, which we were against them last year, both home and away, and hopefully that's the case this year.
What do you want to see from your team that you've seen in recent weeks, and in terms of that momentum and just finding your feet? What's really impressed you in recent weeks?
Well, like every time that we go out, we want to make sure that we're hard to beat and that we stick to our game plan of what we've worked on in training. Ultimately, as well, when we get to the other end of the pitch, make sure that we're ruthless as well. I think that's what we need to do, be ruthless when chances come along. But again, be hard to beat and make sure the opposition are not having clear opportunities, like at Brentford for the last 10-15 minutes. That wasn't a sort of a performance of our making as such that we've been used to. It's all the other results have been what we're about, and we have to go there on Saturday and make sure that we're hard to beat, but also we go and express ourselves and enjoy ourselves as well. And I'm sure Chris will know what my team's about and how we play. And we'll look on us as well that we can be a difficult opponent to play against, given how we have been previously and more recently the recent results that we've had.